Schenectady County Manager Rory Fluman took to Facebook Friday morning to give an update on the pandemic and its impact.
As of late yesterday, because it's only 10 a.m. now, our positive COVID-19 cases in Schenectady County was 279. The number of people we have quarantined is 612. Isolations are 160. And recoveries from COVID-19. These are people that have been tested positive who had COVID-19, who are now well and recovered, is 83.
Governor Andrew Cuomo's executive order that everyone should wear masks in public becomes effective Friday at 8 p.m.
Buying that grocery from Price Chopper or getting a cup of coffee from Stewart's. That is the situation where you need to wear a mask. Going onto a bus yourself should have a mask. The provider of the bus should have a mask for the driver, a train, a cab, an Uber. All of those situations are places where both the rider and the driver would have to mask.
Fluman notes that there are various types of masks.
N95s and KN95s, those are the ones that healthcare providers would wear. Inside an isolation quarantine unit where they know they're working with a person who has COVID-19, many of our first responders have those masks. Because intermittently they may be responsible for serving somebody very quickly who has COVID-19, and so many of those folks have a mask. And then there are surgical masks, and then there are masks that you can make at home. You know, you would see from the Spanish flu 100 years ago, people would tie shirts and rags over their face. The Centers for Disease Control actually has a spectrum of appropriateness of masks. And when in pandemic times, which we are now, it is okay to use whatever level mask that you have access to.
For those lacking the wherewithal to otherwise obtain a mask, Fluman says call the county's Office of Public Health.
Area code 518-386-2824, option number 4. That's our public health call center. If you were to call into there and explain your situation that you needed a mask, we can either mail or deliver you a mask.
Elsewhere, a 7th Saratoga County resident, a 91-year-old woman, died of COVID-19. The county is reporting 253 confirmed cases with 14 hospitalizations. In Albany County, 34 people are hospitalized. County Exec Dan McCoy.
As of today, we have 574 positive cases. And we have 716 people under mandatory quarantine, 49 people under precautionary. And if you look at it this way, I said this numbers yesterday, we had 1,378 people have completed quarantine. At the ones that there were 282 that were positive out of that batch that have recovered also. Yesterday we had 563. So if you see the numbers really didn't go up that much since yesterday, which is a good sign. Are we plateaued? Are people paying attention? So staying home, doing the right things. It's working, people. It's working.
20 Albany County residents have died, and 6 Rensselaer County residents have died. There are 169 cases there. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.